From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. officials in Iraq say they're moving closer to putting Iraqis back in charge. A few weeks ago, the U.S. put off a plan to name Iraqi leaders. Tonight in Baghdad, U.S. officials say they plan to create a council of Iraqis to work under U.S. and British occupation forces. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad and joins us now. Deborah, why is it so important to get Iraqis in high levels in the government there?
What American officials said tonight is they want to put an Iraqi face on the government here. For most Iraqis, see, what they see are soldiers in the street. Many of them are not even aware that there is an American administration that is beginning to run ministries here. And so the Americans say that they want Iraqis to understand what democracy means, and they will see Iraqi representatives making some decisions, limited decisions, in the beginning part of this process, running some of the ministries. This is a very, very controlled political process. The Americans will be holding Iraqi hands every step of the way in this first process, which is this political council of 25 to 30 people that will be set up in the next 6 weeks.
You said limited decision-making power. You said a controlled situation. Will the Iraqis have any real power at all?
They will have some power. There's a couple of functions of this council. One is they will have some responsibilities to head some of the ministries. This council will suggest key Iraqi advisors to the ministries that will work alongside the coalition. And as time goes on, as these Iraqis become better at running the ministries, they will be handed over. There will also be a constitutional convention convened in about the same amount of time, and this political council will help decide who will be on that constitutional convention, because you can't have elections without a constitution.
And how soon could there be elections in Iraq? What are U.S. officials telling you today?
Well, it depends on how fast the Iraqis themselves can write a constitution. There are a number of wheels that are moving, and one of them is writing a constitution. The other is getting this political council to begin to assign Iraqis to ministries. As time goes on, this council will emerge into some kind of interim government. As you know, Steve, the model for Afghanistan was what we were hearing about a month ago. There would be a big convention, and Iraqis would decide who that political council will be. Now, this is a different kind of political control that the Americans are putting on the council. You know, on the one hand, this is probably the most democratic institution that Iraq has had in 30 years. On the other hand, the Americans are going to have to sell to the Iraqi people that this is the beginning of democracy, that these are not American puppets, and that it leads somewhere to democracy.
It sounds like you've hit on the basic contradiction for U.S. officials here. They do want to put Iraqis in charge, but at the same time, the U.S. is still going to have a tremendous interest in who rules Iraq, and I gather at least initially here, every single person on this council is handpicked by the United States.
At the moment, they are. But remember, before the war, there was lots of reporting on the notion that Iraqi exiles would come back and play a major role. It appears that the U.S. administration still talks to them, still consults them. They will play a very large role in picking this political council. But I think that they are essentially leveling the playing field, if you will, to allow indigenous Iraqi groups to emerge and have, you know, the same chance to begin to organize politically over this next year or however long it takes to set up first a political interim political government and then a sovereign government.
I'm remembering a few weeks ago there was a demonstration in southern Iraq where people were waving around a huge banner on which they'd written in English, "We want freedom." F-R-E-E-D-U-M. It was misspelled, but in English so that the Americans could understand it. Are there signs that Iraqis are getting impatient here?
I think that there are definite signs that Iraqis are getting impatient. The security system is not improving fast enough. You know, if there's one thing that a dictatorship does bring you, it is a very low crime rate. And when it comes to freedom, many Iraqis don't really exactly know what that means. Their expectations were so high about what the Americans could accomplish. Now, the Americans have gotten off to a very slow start. They've been disorganized in the beginning. So you've got very high expectations that have not been met for a variety of reasons by the American administration here. There's different views here, different frustrations, and for different reasons.
NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. Deborah, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.